Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Spain aligns itself with a statement which will be delivered later by the European Union, and it wanted to make some comments on its own behalf at the moment. My delegation, Madam President, thanks you for having picked up the initiative of 2020 by the delegation of Australia to make sure that there are gender-neutral rules of procedure, something which regrettably we couldn't discuss at the time, given the fact that the pandemic interrupted the work of the conference. The message that Secretary General Valovaya gave us today, we hope occurred on a historic date for gender equality in the conference. Madam President, distinguished delegates, multilateralism and real equality between men and women are fundamental pillars of Spain's foreign policy. As a result, we couldn't but agree more with the idea of updating the rules of procedure of the Conference on Disarmament in line with the proposal that is submitted to us. Times are changing, and luckily, the composition of delegations are also changing, and we see more balanced delegation. This is why Spain supports any proposal to update the rules of procedure to make sure that they are gender neutral. The proposal that has been submitted is simple but significant. It doesn't change the meaning or the substance of the rules of procedure. Rather, it corrects them to make sure that they accurately and grammatically appropriately reflect a reality that I believe we all agree with, that both men and women can represent their states in this forum. They can lead their delegations or even chair the conference as a whole. Already in our oral statements, we use terms as Madam President or Señora Presidenta or Madam Delegate. And what we're discussing today, I repeat, doesn't change the operations of the conference and should not give rise to any major objections. Updates to the rules of procedure, changing the names of certain states, for example, didn't raise any problems. And this is why my delegation understands that the idea to make gender neutral the rules of procedure should also not be a problem. The question is very simple. As a body, are we in favor or against equality between men and women? If we're in favor of it, and I didn't hear any delegation today or on Tuesday say the reverse, then the proposal should not pose any problem. However, last Tuesday, and perhaps today as well, we heard various delegations question the added value or the usefulness of the proposal. And there's even been mention of Pandora's boxes, and quite frankly, there are none. Given these statements, my delegation reiterates that the fact that the rules of procedure, as they are currently drafted, don't prevent the participation of women in this forum, doesn't mean that we shouldn't adopt amendments to improve them or correct them. We also understand that a proposal that's entirely in line with SDG 5, we don't understand why it shouldn't reach consensus. We support the efforts, therefore, of Australia and Canada, and Spain also was able to bring its own small contribution. It's a language question, of course, but it's also a principle question. We had the assistance of Spain's ambassador to the Special Mission for Gender Equality from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And my delegation has drafted a gender-neutral draft of the rules of procedure. This is a draft which is made available to the Secretariat of the CD that has in turn transmitted it to the translation service, and we hope that it may prove very useful. Madam President, I conclude my statement by once again thanking you on behalf of Spain for your work and the work done by Australia, and ensure that my delegation fully supports the proposal of updating the rules of procedure to make sure they are gender neutral. Thank you very much, Madam.